From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On July 1st, all Puerto Rican birth certificates will become invalid. U.S. officials say many fraudulent applications for U.S. passports and social benefits use Puerto Rican birth certificates. So the Puerto Rican government is requiring everyone born on the island to apply for new ones. Among Puerto Ricans in New York, there is confusion over the measure and some resentment. From the Lower East Side of Manhattan, Marianne McCune of member station WNYC reports.
Edwin Pastrana is a retired cop with a big screen TV, a tank full of tropical fish,
about 20 or 30 fish in there,
and a cat he's trying to keep off the couch. Though he was born here, he's been handing out new birth certificate applications to all the Puerto Rican-born members of his family. He says the Puerto Rican government is right to get rid of the current ones.
Somewhere along the way, someone's doing funny things with birth certificates. I always say I hate people. There's a reason for it.
Best to take care of the problem before it balloons, Pastrana says. But he says most everyone else he talks to is irritated, suspicious, or confused.
Everybody has to send this mandatory or what? Yeah.
In the apartment downstairs, Pastrana's mother-in-law and sister-in-law review what they're supposed to do while also watching a telenovela. 86-year-old Alicia Torres worries she needs to unearth her old birth certificate.
You need your birth certificate.
Until she reads on the application that, no, you just send in a copy of a valid photo ID.
That is okay.
They'll both do it, they say. But this does not strike Juana Torres as something that will prevent fraud.
Money buys anything. Anyone would do anything for money, you know?
Okay, so this initiative won't keep all birth certificates off the black market, says Puerto Rico's Secretary of State on his cell phone.
What we're looking for with this law is to resolve maybe at least 90% of the problem, not necessarily deal with 100% of the problem.
Here's the thing, Kenneth McClintock explains. In the 50 states, when parents are asked for their child's birth certificate as proof of age or identity, they make a copy. In Puerto Rico, people have been handing over the actual government-issued document. Some end up getting a dozen birth certificates to leave with different agencies. So schools, for example, or even soccer coaches and ballet teachers keep files of students' birth certificates, he says. And with so many of them out there, some find their way into the wrong hands.
You know, your ballet teacher died last week, and her daughter found a box with a bunch of files and put it out near the garbage so it'll be taken away by the garbage collector. And in doing so, you're exposing to misuse a box full of 175 birth certificates.
Puerto Rico's new law makes it illegal to file away other people's birth certificates. Cesar Perales of the civil rights group Latino Justice says his concern with the whole initiative is suddenly all Puerto Rican birth certificates appear suspicious. And he says stateside Puerto Ricans already have trouble convincing people that their documents are as good as any other Americans.
Just a couple of years ago, the state of New Hampshire decided that people with Puerto Rican passports would be treated like foreigners and had to go to a special office in order to be able to get a driver's license.
With this year's news, he says people applying for driver's licenses in other states have already reported having their birth certificates rejected.
A declaration by the very government of Puerto Rico that birth certificates issued by that government really ought to be suspect. That makes it that much more difficult for people in this country who've spent a lot of time proving that they are native-born citizens.
Some people are simply attached to their old birth certificates. Sipping a cup of sweet coffee in a local cafe, 82-year-old Antonia Andujar says no way will she apply for the new certificate.
I keep my old one. It's nice.
She's also under the impression she has to send back the old document to get the new one. For this initiative to work, there's a lot of educating to do. Puerto Rico's government plans to launch a public information campaign in April. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.